Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Time When You Adopted a Minimalist Lifestyle. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through answering questions about adopting a minimalist lifestyle in your IELTS speaking test. This topic has been increasingly popular in recent years and is likely to appear in future exams. Let's explore how to tackle this subject effectively across all parts of the speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you general questions about minimalism and your lifestyle. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you consider yourself a minimalist? Band 6-7. Answer: Well, I wouldn't say I'm a complete minimalist, but I do try to keep things simple in my life. I prefer not to have too many unnecessary items cluttering up my space. Band 8-9. Answer: To a certain extent, yes. I've been gradually embracing minimalist principles over the past few years. I find that streamlining my possessions and commitments has led to a more focused and fulfilling lifestyle. However, I'm not extreme about it. I still enjoy some material comforts. Question: What are the benefits of living a minimalist lifestyle? Band 6-7. Answer: I think living with less stuff can make life easier. It's less stressful when you don't have to worry about too many things. Also, it can save money because you buy less. Band 8-9. Answer: There are numerous advantages to adopting a minimalist approach. Primarily, it fosters mental clarity by reducing visual and mental clutter. It also promotes financial well-being as you become more intentional about purchases. Additionally, it can enhance productivity and reduce environmental impact, which are increasingly important in today's world. Part 2. Long-term. Now, let's look at a potential cue card related to minimalism. Describe a time when you adopted a minimalist lifestyle. You should say when this was, why you decided to do it, how you implemented it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Band 6-7. Answer: I decided to try living more minimally about 2 years ago when I moved to a smaller apartment. I realized I had too much stuff and needed to downsize. To start, I went through all my belongings and got rid of things I didn't use often. I sold some items online and donated others to charity. It was a bit challenging at first, but I felt good about having less clutter. The process made me more aware of what I really need in life. Band 8-9. Answer: I embarked on my journey towards minimalism approximately 3 years ago, coinciding with a significant life transition, starting my postgraduate studies. The catalyst for this decision was a combination of factors: the need for mental clarity to focus on my academic pursuits, a desire to reduce my environmental footprint, and the practical consideration of moving into a smaller living space. Implementing this lifestyle change was a gradual and introspective process. I began by meticulously evaluating every possession, asking myself whether it truly added value to my life. This led to a substantial decluttering effort, where I donated a significant portion of my wardrobe, sold unused electronics, and digitized many documents and books. Beyond material possessions, I also applied minimalist principles to my daily routines and commitments. I streamlined my schedule, focusing on activities that aligned with my core values and goals. This included cultivating meaningful relationships while letting go of superficial social obligations. The experience was profoundly transformative. Initially, I felt a sense of liberation, as if a weight had been lifted. As time progressed, I noticed a marked improvement in my mental clarity and focus. My living space became a sanctuary of calm, which positively impacted my productivity and overall well-being. Perhaps most importantly, this shift allowed me to realign my priorities, placing greater emphasis on experiences and personal growth rather than material accumulations. Follow-up questions: Did you face any challenges while adopting a minimalist lifestyle? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I found it hard to let go of some things at first. It took time to decide what to keep and what to get rid of. Sometimes I worried I might need something later after I'd gotten rid of it. Band 8-9. Answer: Certainly, the transition wasn't without its hurdles. The most significant challenge was overcoming the emotional attachment to certain possessions. Many items held sentimental value, making the decluttering process emotionally taxing at times. Additionally, there was an initial period of adjustment to a new lifestyle rhythm, particularly in terms of resisting consumerist impulses. However, these challenges ultimately led to personal growth and a deeper understanding of my values and priorities. How has minimalism affected your daily life? Band 6-7. Answer. It's made my life simpler. I spend less time cleaning and organizing, and I find it easier to focus on important things. I also save money because I don't buy as much stuff now. Band 8-9. Answer. The impact of embracing minimalism has been profound and multifaceted. On a practical level, my living space is more organized and easier to maintain, which has freed up considerable time and mental energy. This has led to increased productivity in my work and studies. Financially, I've become more discerning in my purchases, focusing on quality over quantity, which has resulted in significant savings. Moreover, minimalism has fostered a shift in my overall mindset. I've become more intentional in my actions and choices, leading to improved decision-making in various aspects of life. It's also deepened my appreciation for experiences over material possessions, encouraging me to invest more in personal growth and meaningful relationships. Overall, this lifestyle has brought a sense of clarity and purpose to my daily existence. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to minimalism and lifestyle choices. Here are some potential questions and answers. Question: Do you think minimalism is becoming more popular in society? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I think minimalism is getting more popular. People are realizing they don't need so much stuff to be happy. Also, with environmental concerns, many want to reduce waste. Social media has also made minimalism trendy. Band 8-9. Answer: There's undoubtedly a growing trend towards minimalism in many societies, particularly in developed countries. This surge in popularity can be attributed to several factors. Firstly, there's an increasing awareness of the environmental impact of consumerism, prompting many to adopt more sustainable lifestyles. Secondly, the digital age has facilitated a shift towards dematerialization. Many physical items like books, music, and even workspaces are being replaced by digital alternatives. Moreover, the stress of modern life and information overload has led many to seek simplicity and clarity. Minimalism offers a compelling antidote to the chaos of contemporary existence. The economic uncertainties of recent years have also played a role, encouraging people to reassess their relationship with material possessions and financial priorities. However, it's worth noting that this trend isn't universal. In some emerging economies, there's still a strong drive towards consumerism as a symbol of progress and success. The challenge lies in finding a balance between economic growth and sustainable, mindful consumption. Question: How might widespread adoption of minimalism affect the economy? Band 6-7. Answer: If many people become minimalists, it could be bad for some businesses because people would buy less stuff. But it might be good for companies that sell high-quality, long-lasting products. The economy might need to change to focus more on services instead of things. Band 8-9. Answer: The widespread adoption of minimalism could potentially trigger a significant shift in economic paradigms. On the surface, it might appear to pose a threat to consumer-driven economies, as reduced consumption could lead to decreased sales and potentially job losses in certain sectors, particularly those focused on fast fashion and disposable goods. However, a more nuanced analysis reveals potential positive impacts. There could be a shift towards a quality over quantity approach in manufacturing, potentially boosting industries that produce durable, multifunctional, or premium goods. This could lead to more sustainable business models and potentially create jobs in innovative sectors. Moreover, a minimalist society might prioritize experiences over possessions, potentially boosting sectors like education, travel, and personal development. We might see a rise in the sharing economy and service-based industries, which could create new economic opportunities. From a macroeconomic perspective, widespread minimalism could encourage a reevaluation of economic metrics. Instead of focusing solely on GDP growth, there might be more emphasis on measures of well-being and sustainability. This could lead to more balanced and resilient economic systems in the long term. However, such a transition would require careful management to mitigate short-term economic disruptions and ensure equitable outcomes across different socioeconomic groups. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated terms and expressions. Declutter, verb, to remove unnecessary items from an overcrowded place. Example, I spent the weekend decluttering my workspace, which greatly improved my focus. Streamline, streamline, verb, to make an organization or system more efficient and effective by employing faster or simpler working methods. Example, adopting minimalism helped me streamline my daily routines. Intentional, intentional, adjective, done on purpose, deliberate. Example, minimalism encourages being more intentional about our choices and possessions. Consumerism, jumerism, noun, the protection or promotion of the interests of consumers, the preoccupation of society with the acquisition of consumer goods. Example, minimalism often challenges the prevailing culture of consumerism. Sustainable, sustainable, adjective, able to be maintained at a certain rate or level, conserving an ecological balance by avoiding depletion of natural resources. Example, a minimalist lifestyle often aligns with sustainable living practices. Dematerialization, deemsation, noun, the reduction or elimination of physical materials in a process or product. Example, the digital age has led to the dematerialization of many aspects of our lives, from books to workspaces. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing minimalism or any other topic, develop your ideas fully. Don't just give short, simple answers. Elaborate on your points and provide specific examples. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated and topic-specific vocabulary, but ensure you use it accurately. Demonstrate critical thinking. In part 3, especially, show your ability to analyze complex ideas from multiple perspectives. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without unnatural pauses. Work on pronunciation. Clear pronunciation and appropriate intonation are crucial for a high score. Show flexibility. Be prepared to discuss the topic from various angles and respond to unexpected questions. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. Regularly engaging with English language media and discussing a wide range of topics will help you build the confidence and skills needed to excel. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.